Sitting in for Ed McMahon, your regular host for Monitor 67, where you keep in touch with what's new in the weekend world. In a few minutes, Kurt Gowdy will be along with some notes on fishing equipment, old and new. First, Monitor Music by the Tijuana Brass. Without Pity, Herb Alpert. Now, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Keykafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. Do you know why fishermen's wives used to wear their hair long and why they couldn't keep any spoons in the kitchen? We'll have that report right after this message. The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. I'm not eligible to enter Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize, a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zepco 909 Deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zepco dealers and fill out an entry blank, and you don't have to buy anything either. While you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zepco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zepco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zepco quality. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation. You know, fishermen haven't changed much in the past several hundred years. But the methods of fishing have made some interesting advances. If you stop to think about it, what did we fishermen do before we had nylon and silk lines? Now, most of us can't remember back this far, but hair lines were still much in use during the late 1880s. And in the parts of the world where there were no horses, human hair was a handy substitute. Today, some guys have been known to marry a girl for her money. But back in the days before currency, it's entirely possible that men picked out their brides because they had long, straight tresses suitable for the making of fishing lines. Horsehair lines were the most popular in England, however, where sport fishing was developed into a fine art during the 1600s. In those days, a single strand of horsehair was considered sporting for a trout. Some of the light tackle buffs even landed salmon with this equipment and spent the rest of their lives bragging about it. Like I said, fishermen aren't much different than they used to be. Fish hooks are so common today that they're hardly given a second thought. But the man who invented this device was probably hailed as the inventive genius of his day. The event was not a recent one because Swiss lake dwellers were using bronze fish hooks with barbs more than 7,000 years ago. And certainly, the first fish hook was invented many centuries before. Artificial lures have been around for a few years, too. We know that prehistoric South Sea Islanders used lures carved out of bones and shells, and the making of artificial flies was an established practice in England long before the days of Isaac Walton. But the credit for the first modern fishing lure must go to an American named Julio Buell. Julio accomplished this feat quite by accident. While fishing on a Vermont lake at the age of 18, he paused in the middle of the day to eat his lunch. In the process, he dropped a tablespoon overboard, and as it wobbled downward, he watched a large fish rush at it. This incident caused young Buell to make a raid on the family silverware, and to create the first lure, he simply cut off the handle of a spoon, attached a hook and a line, and went fishing. His 1848 invention caught fish, and is still one of the most popular fishing lures in the market today, and it is still called a spoon. Single-action fly reels were in existence during Walton's day, but it took a Kentucky man with a passion for bass fishing to invent the first casting reel. A watchmaker by trade, George Snyder, wanted a reel that would pay the line directly off on the cast, and proceeded to invent a revolving spool reel which looked like a miniature threshing machine. Snyder accomplished this feat somewhere around 1800, and it might interest you to know that he was president of the Bourbon Angling Club at the time. Today, we anglers have modern push-button reels, willowy fiberglass rods, gossamer-thin nylon line, and lures of every size and description. Yes, the advances in fishing tackle have been numerous and interesting, but fishermen have changed very little in the process. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now, a word about Mercury outboard motors. You know, every once in a while, somebody says, sure, a Mercury outboard's fast, but it won't last. And it just isn't true. Sure, Mercs are built to perform. They've won more races and set more speed and endurance records than all other outboards put together. But Mercury also builds the world's most reliable outboards. Otherwise, how could they have finished all those races? See all nine quiet new Mercuries. 3.9 to 110 horsepower. At your Mercury outboard dealer. Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy is heard regularly here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine beer.
Hey, just a minute, friend. That's Ballantine premium beer.
What do you mean, Ballantine premium beer?
Well, haven't you heard? We improved Ballantine. Ballantine is so good, it's now a premium beer. You know, it's not easy to make a good beer better, but we did it. So if you haven't had a Ballantine lately, better get up to date.
Hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine beer. Hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine beer. Good to start with Ballantine. Good to stay with Ballantine. The flavor's great at the three-ring sign. Ballantine's got the flavor that's it. Hey, friend, do it again.
Hey, I just told you, that's Ballantine premium beer.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Brad Crandall here for Monitor with a very talented guest coming up. Gene Kelly, who is now adding a directing credit to his long list of accomplishments. Right now, the new vaudeville band with Finchley Central. Thank you.
Bletchley Central is 2 and 6 pence from Golders Green on the Northern Line. And on the platform by the kiosk, that's where you said you'd be mine. There we made a date. For hours I waited, but I'm blowed, you never showed. And Finchley Central, 10 long stations from Gilders Green change at Camden Town. I thought I'd made you, but I'm afraid you only let me down.
Mrs. Baker?
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know. Just like the big IH tractor.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No. No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, any time before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. Just mention the name Gene Kelly, and all sorts of creative credits spring to mind. Singer, dancer, actor, choreographer, producer, director, and fine family man. That last mention may not be a stage, screen, or TV credit, but it nonetheless helps to make the rest of it worthwhile. At any rate, he's brought entertainment to millions since he left his native Pittsburgh almost 30 years ago, and we're proud to have him as a Monitor Radio Central guest. Gene, welcome to Pushbutton Plaza.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
How about a brief rundown on this latest credit, as long as we're at it? You're directing something, aren't you? Guide for the Married Man?
That's right, A Guide for the Married Man, and it's starring Walter Matthau, Inger Stevens, and Robert Morse. It's
in order of height, I assume, right?
Very good. At any rate, it's an adult comedy. It's one of those new ones that have come out under the new Hollywood code where we put a stamp on the film and say, suggested for mature audiences only.
This is what, a sort of a gentleman's directive on philandery? Is that the way it works?
Exactly that, and Robert Morse is the philanderer, and he's instructing Walter Matthau on the fine points.
Oh, that's got to be funny
you'll have to go and learn.
You've done some tours for the State Department, showing films and lecturing and so forth as a cultural ambassador. And is mutual exchange of arts, does this really work in bringing countries together?
It must work because when I was touring Africa and showing film clips and working with dancers there and talking to them about dance, we had a mutuality of understanding and a mutuality of like, this kind of universality of the love of music and dance. So we certainly got to like each other. And I was in Ghana, for example, when Nkrumah was making his anti-American stand. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even let the newspapers announce, the local USIA members or the ambassador announce that I was in town. You see, mm-hmm. We had to draw our crowds however as best we could. But this didn't bother the people because we were talking about things that had nothing to do with Vietnam, that had nothing to do with the Kennedy round of trade negotiations. They had nothing to do with politics. And in essence, I believe myself that the more people can talk, the more people can see each other, that the better off you'll be. I think it's true in America in this day of racial unrest, that if we can only get to understand each other, we'll be better off. I don't say that...
That's not going to solve everything.
No, but there's no panacea for anything, but it can't hurt. When you meet on the battleground or you meet in the streets with bottles and knives, you're in trouble. You have to meet it another way.
Yeah, you've eliminated friendly dialogue on the lawn, pretty much.
But dancing is a pretty good method, you know.
Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Our guest, the ubiquitous Gene Kelly, who can easily be found in movies, television, ballet, theater, radio, you name it, in almost any major city in the world, as long as it offers just one thing, a creative challenge.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa,
to whom I am not related.
Big name in Indy is still Mario Andrade. Andrade's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won him the pole position for this year's race. Could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? It sure did. As speeds at Indy increase, so does the strain on these racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. That's why Andrade, like so many other Indy drivers, relies on Wynn's radiator stop leak. You can buy the same Wynn's radiator stop leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It'll work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. Look for Wynn's where you get gas or service. Now a message from the National Association for Mental Health. In their own homes, in their neighborhoods, on their jobs, millions of Americans wander in the alien wilderness of mental disorder. Life has become confusing, even frightening for these lost individuals. But their personalities can be restored, their minds can be mended, if you help by strengthening the work being done by your chapter of the National Association for Mental Health. Please give generously.
the Baja Marimba Band, and that's Georgia Girl. And you are tuned to Monitor 67, best sound around for your weekend enjoyment, no matter where you are, at home or in your car, anywhere in the USA. In the Copper Country region of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, we're heard on WHDF, Houghton, Michigan. Now, a word from the NBC station nearest you, and then more of Monitor.
This is Mel Allen. I hope you'll join me at the Monitor Sports Desk each weekend on NBC Radio.
It's a fact. Aerial search and rescue is one of the major activities of Civil Air Patrol. The cost of operating the light aircraft flown by CAP pilots is low compared to military aircraft. Civil Air Patrol's search and rescue support saves the Air Force over $5 million annually.
72 degrees and partly cloudy in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town, USA. This is WNBC, New York. The time, 3:30. Those of you who drive big, powerful cars named after some fierce jungle animal will be interested in a sign seen on the back of a small foreign car in El Monte, California. Quote, "I may be slow, but I'm ahead of you." Here's Horst Jankowski, Big, Big River. Frankie Lane, front and center to sing Making Memories.
We're making memories each time we kiss, making wonderful memories when we are holding each other like this. Green dress for a pillow, a black velvet sky above, tender magic moments in a wonderland of love. The years may come and go, but we'll recall sharing love in our hearts.
Here is a special report from WNBC News. The Armed Forces Day parade is just about over. WNBC News reporter Bill Fitzgerald reports from Fifth Avenue.
And still they come down Fifth Avenue, the military men, the Army, the Navy, the Marine, the Air Corps, the Coast Guard, along with the ROTC and veterans organizations. There are bands and bands. This one now resplendent in its white trousers and blue uniforms, as they play ruffles and flourishes in front of the reviewing stand. And the salute is taken by Admiral Thomas Moore, commander of the Atlantic Fleet, who is the guest of honor today and who is taking the leading place in the reviewing stand. Behind them come cadets from Private Military Academy. In front of the marchers were a mounted group of young men, young boys from another military academy, And on this sunshiny day here on Fifth Avenue, it is a great sight in this annual 18th Armed Forces Day parade. There was one incident earlier at 78th Street when a group of anti-war demonstrators did pelt flowers onto the marching military men. One man was arrested for attacking the demonstrators, but the incident was not serious. This is Bill Fitzgerald, WNBC News, on Fifth Avenue.
The last marching units of the parade have just passed the reviewing stand on 69th Street. This has been a special parade report from WNBC News. Stay tuned for regular newscasts. This is Brad Crandall, substituting for Ed McMahon as your host for Monitor 67, with Arlene Francis waiting in the wings to interview actress Phyllis Newman on the subject of furnishing a white elephant. You got that? First, let's have some monitor music. Here's Doris Day in an apologetic mood to sing a song called Sorry.
Sorry. Gee, I'm sorry. Really sorry. Everything turned out this way. Forgive me and forget me. But remember every single thing I say. I admire you and desire you. That's what makes this farewell scene so hard to play. And what makes it much harder to do is the fact I know you're sorry too. Everything turned out this way. You remember every single thing I say. I admire you and desire you. That's what makes this farewell scene so hard to play, and what makes it much harder to do is the fact I know you're sorry too.
National Frigidaire Week, the biggest selling event of the year. And as a special happening for Frigidaire Week, you can get 168 bottles of Pepsi-Cola free when you buy the new Frigidaire FPD 15TL refrigerator. How's that for a refreshing offer? Even without the free Pepsi, this Frigidaire Frostproof refrigerator is a great buy. Your participating Frigidaire dealer is the man to see. Buy this new Frigidaire refrigerator during Frigidaire Week and get free Pepsi in the bargain.
Go to where all the happenings are.
Now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, here's Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents.
Professional athletes need ability, but there's something else that they need just as much, and I'll be back to discuss that after this from the Great American Insurance Companies.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They covered Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium, Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
When a baseball scout gets through looking at a prospect, he fills out a card which is sent to the front office. On it, he rates the player's ability to hit, field, throw, and run. And there's another category, too. On some cards, it's called attitude. On others, it's called desire. But whatever you call it, it adds up to the same thing. And the player who gets a low rating in that department is in trouble. Earlier this week, Dick Tiger put his light heavyweight championship on the line in Madison Square Garden against Jose Torres, the man he won it from last December. Despite the result of the last fight, Tiger went into the ring an underdog. But when the fight was over, he was still the champion. There were many experts in the crowd who thought that Torres fought the best fight of his life. It's generally accepted that Torres is a better all-around fighter than Tiger. Yet, Tiger won. And when you go looking for a reason, you might find it under desire or attitude or whatever you want to call it. It's important here, I think, to make it perfectly clear that the word is not courage. In the time that Torres has been a fighter, he's never given a performance that would make anyone question his courage. But lately, there have been indications that Torres is starting to lose interest in boxing as a career. And without that interest, everything else has to suffer a little. A few days before the fight, Torres told the press, "I'll definitely quit if I lose. I may even quit if I win." Not long before that, he said, "I find myself getting bored. It's easy to persuade yourself that there are other things better than fighting. It's more important to be a human being than a fighter. You are a fighter only for a while. You are a human being all your life." That attitude has a lot of logic. The trouble is that it's not a very good attitude for a man who's getting ready to climb into a ring to fight for a championship. Getting a fighter physically ready for a fight is important, but it's just as important that he be ready mentally, too. The basic difference between Tiger and Torres can be found under the heading desire. Torres is interested in politics and talks about someday making it his career. He's also writing a novel and says that he may devote the rest of his life to being a writer. He's also started taking singing lessons and spends a great deal of his time practicing with a guitar. Tiger, on the other hand, is a fighter. He's 37 years old, an age when most fighters are talking about retiring. Tiger says that that's the farthest thing from his mind. In fact, he says he likes it better now than he used to, because he's now free of weight problems since he stopped fighting as a middleweight. Tuesday night, Jose Torres climbed into the ring with an advantage in age and in talent. He put together one of his greatest nights in the ring, yet he lost. That might tell you why scouts' reports include room to evaluate a boy's desire and attitude. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit is Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannibles.
Hasn't everyone? You get such a marvelous tan with Coppertone, and I never worry about drying or peeling.
That's because Coppertone contains the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, and it's also enriched with moisturizers that make skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth.
Well, I wouldn't dream of using any other suntan product.
That's right, Vera. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
You're listening to Monitor 67 with more listenable music and interesting talk just ahead. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Know how Schaefer got to be the best-selling beer in the East? By being the best-tasting in the East. By brewing a beer with pleasure that never fades, never leaves you flat. A beer that tastes consistently bright, consistently rewarding. So try Schaefer beer yourself. You'll find your last cold glass is every bit as good as your first.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
You can win $1, $3, $30, $300, up to $3,000. When you play Discover America with Citgo at participating stations, it's fun, it's easy. Simply match your free game stamps to your Citgo money map. Match all the symbols in any color region and win. Win up to $3,000. Start treasure driving on the road to Citgo today. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited. Full details at Citgo.
This is Monitor 67. Brad Crandall here for Ed McMahon, with Dean Martin in the leadoff spot to sing Lay Some Happiness on Me.
Lay some happiness on me, so the bright sun you see. No more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Tell me I'm great and I'll be greater. Fill me up and I'll fly. Love me now and I'll be glad later. Tell your troubles goodbye.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you'll see. No more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Spill that cup of trouble and sorrow. Sooner the better for you. With a happy tomorrow, we got some living to do.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you'll see. No more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Call me up and I'll speak smarter. Honey, let's kiss me too. A good, good lover makes a bad, bad fighter, and I'm not digging on you.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me. Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire home with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Now, Monitor Music, specifically an instrumental and choral arrangement of the Monitor theme.
Monitor.
Italian girl introducing the new singing sensation, the Dodge Boys.
All you guys with old car blues, here we come with swinging news. Those wide-eyed specials just can't lose, and that's what you like about a Dodge.
Compact lovers, a special Dart. White vinyl top, it's awful smart.
A lot more room and a lot more heart. And that's what we like about a Dodge.
Next size up is Coronet, a car with looks you can't forget.
The price is small for what you get, and that's what we like about a Dodge.
Polaris for the big car man, more style and power, that's the plan.
You can drive bigger than you think you can, and that's what you love about a Dodge.
White Hat Special's the way to go. Special cars with lots to show. Special price to save you dough. And that's what you like about a Dodge.
Boy, those White Hat Specials are really something.
You can't top them.
Impossible.
Now here's Joe Harnell with a song made famous by the late Glenn Miller, Sunrise Serenade. On Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
Have you ever tried moving into a summer house one piece of furniture at a time? We'll learn how it's done in just 1 minute when we hear about the celebrity home of Phyllis Newman and Adolph Green. First, this for O'Brien Paint. Unless you've had lots of experience at house painting, lots of questions are going to come up when you do the job yourself. For example, can I use the same paint on metal gutters and downspouts that I use on wood siding? Or, I've just replaced the porch railing. Do I have to prepare the raw wood before I apply the house paint? When questions like these come up, go where the answers are, to your neighborhood O'Brien paint dealer. He has all the answers to these questions and to any others you may have, and he'll take the time to answer all your questions and to offer helpful suggestions, which could save you time and money. He also has O'Brien's Weather King Latex House Paint, the easy-to-use house paint with superb hiding power and with strong resistance to fading, blistering, and chalking. Weather King Latex House Paint. Get it from the man who can give you the answers that will help you avoid problems. Your neighborhood O'Brien paint dealer. Actress Phyllis Newman is currently singing matinee performances of the musical The Apple Tree. Her husband Adolph Green with Betty Comton have written the lyrics for the new Broadway hit Hallelujah Baby. Recently, Phyllis and Adolph bought a new summer house in East Hampton, a fashionable resort area on Long Island. Phyllis, how would you describe your house?
Well, what do the words white elephant mean to you? We bought, you know, this is the age where everybody is consolidating and moving into smaller things, you know, transistor-type things, and everything is smaller and no help. We have bought something that rivals only, the Holiday Inn, I guess, in size. We bought an enormous old house on Long Island in East Hampton. It's very beautiful. It has a lobby. We need a bell captain. And it's not furnished, and it is enormous. And Adolph and I will both be working every second, and I don't know how we're going to get it ready for the summer. I wouldn't say it's the wisest thing we've ever done, but we loved the house. We fell in love with it.
How many rooms does it have?
472. We've never counted all the rooms. It has lots of bedrooms upstairs and lots of levels. And it stands on a little hill, which is very unusual for Long Island, as you know, with great old trees. It's really a beautiful house. If we had a staff of 127, you know, to run it.
Is it on the water?
No, it's just in the midst of all the trees and very countrified, but it's about 2 minutes from the ocean. And it's beautiful. And I've gone around and I've bought things for it. You know, the highest price I've paid is $10 for a full living room set. So you can imagine what the stuff looks like. That's true.
That's good. You're buying at the Salvation Army?
Every place. Wherever I can find and whoever has anything that they want to throw out, I just, without even looking at it, I say, I'll take it.
Because you know you'll have a place for it.
It's so big that you can't lose, you know. You can put anything in there. Old elephants, anything.
Does it have high beam ceilings?
Very high ceilings and beautiful large windows that overlook the trees. And there's a great feeling about it. You know, it's definitely from another era. And it's not a usual East Hampton house at all. It's very romantic. It's like Wuthering Heights or something.
Oh, yes?
You know. Oh, very.
Is there much property around it?
A few acres, and there are huge fireplaces in every room and marvelous chimneys. Oh, it's beautiful, you know. But it's beautiful for Laurence Olivier and Meryl Oberon, not for Phyllis and Adolph Green this summer.
And their two children. Huh?
Oh, yes. Adam and Amanda will certainly have a lot of space to walk around in. But we'll do something with it. It'll be fun. You know, we'll make it sort of like a big community house or something.
Uh-huh.
We've told our friends if they come, bring your own sheets, pillowcases, beds, and you can stay the whole summer. We can be had for some bedding.
Well, I think it sounds very charming indeed, and I look forward to being one of the guests.
You'll be one of the guests. Bring a pillow.
I'll bring a pillow. I'll donate it. Thank you very much, Phyllis, for telling us about your white elephant house that I'm sure you're going to change the name to Hallelujah Baby. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now, this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Listen again tomorrow for Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. You're tuned to Monitor. I'm Brad Crandall, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is just ahead.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation.